To me, it sounded like either a train, when a fast train goes by, or when you're waiting for the plane to take off and the engine goes, that's what it sounded like.
Says West Islip resident Rick Jacoby as tree after tree fell near his house, one right by his bedroom.
It sounded like an explosion. So we heard the whirring and the train sound, and all of a sudden a big explosion. And my wife jumped up and ran out the door, out of the bedroom door. I threw my jeans on and ran outside, and I was like, oh my God. And I
saw right there is your bedroom,
yeah,
right?
Right here, right next to our bedroom. If it would have hit the house, it would have hit us.
This was not a tornado, but a very bad thunderstorm. Resident Cindy Pacini was taking photos of the trees that snapped and fell to the ground by her house.
Oh, wow. This was something. You know, I didn't expect this kind of storm last night. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know it. And I came out just now, and I saw this, and I go, oh my God, what happened here? This is crazy.
Another area hard hit by the storm, Mattituck. In West Islip, Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.